I present for your consideration Mental Escher.
Vast, distant entities of some sort keep track of everything that happens on the internet.
Yet the scriptures assure us.
Governments, in general, do not represent the people of the societies that they govern. And since they don't represent the people, and since they act against the interests of the people, the only way they can hold power is if they lie to the people. If they told people the truth, they wouldn't last very long.
Sure, the media tries to put a sad face on these things, painting them up as great human tragedies. But we all know the function of the media has never been to eliminate the evils of the world. No. Their job is to persuade us to accept those evils and get used to living with them. The powers that be want us to be passive observers. You got a match? And they haven't given us any other options outside the occasional purely symbolic participatory act of voting. You want the puppet on the right or the puppet on the left?
The CIA is listening to all of our telephone calls and reading all of our emails.
My concern is that we will use nuclear weapons to break the backbone of Iranian resistance, and it may not work. But what it will do is this: it will unleash the nuclear genie. And so for all those Americans out there tonight who say, you know what, taking on Iran's a good thing. I just told you, if we take on Iran, we're going to use nuclear weapons. And if we use nuclear weapons, the genie ain't going back in the bottle until an American city is taken out by an Islamic weapon in retaliation. So tell me, you want to go to war with Iran? Pick your city. And that's something we should all think about before we march down this path of insanity that George Bush has us headed on.
The idea of Iran having a nuclear weapon is unacceptable. And it's unacceptable to the United States, and it's unacceptable to the nations we're working with in the United Nations.
The CIA says there's no evidence that Iran is doing anything that puts them close to a bomb. There's no secret program of significant bomb making.
By the way, what you're reading is wild speculation.
I would never underestimate Mr. Cheney.
If you can make an editor of it, good fucking luck to you. Right? This is the weirdest show I've heard so far, but right, very informative.
The United States, as the world knows, will never start a war. We do not want a war. We do not now expect a war. This generation of Americans has already had enough, more than enough, of war and hate and oppression.
I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher. It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.
In the middle of the war, corporations decided to hold a conference to figure out how much money could be made.
Oh, that is so hard. That is so hard.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us as a precious gift to his children.
And drug abuse is not a crime. Drugs and excessive alcohol are used by former Attorney General Meese.
Drugs help us create love and hope and trust and confidence.
Being friends to others is the best way of being friends to ourselves.
It's up to us to change attitudes and just simply enjoy life to the fullest.
And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. Tonight, I can report to you that Vice President Bush smoked marijuana regularly. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin.
Each of us was once strung out on several drugs.
Here in the White House, drugs are a constant temptation, but we still have much to do. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector.
Visit Deaf Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.